Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden is planning to visit Detroit Tuesday to meet with the United Auto Workers who are striking against Detroit's big three automakers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve with the latest on the walkout.
Across 20 states, coast to coast, approximately 5,600 more auto workers walked off the job at 38 parts distribution centers belonging to General Motors and Chrysler parent Stellantis as their union expanded its week-long strike against the big three.
Our stand-up strike strategy is designed to do one thing: win record contracts after years of record profits.
That's UAW President Sean Fain. Tropical storm Ophelia is expected to make landfall early tomorrow along the North Carolina coast, with forecasts of heavy rain and windy conditions in the mid-Atlantic this weekend. WWAY-TV's Emily Andrews reports that Pender County is prepping for the storm.
Tropical storm Ophelia officially formed off the North Carolina coast on Friday afternoon. While the Cape Fear won't receive the brunt of the storm, we'll continue to see impacts, such as heavy rain and wind throughout the day, giving folks a reminder of Idalia that hit our area just 3 weeks ago. Pender County officials are warning its residents to stay dry and stay safe.
This is not a large storm, but take it serious. There's still a chance for some localized flooding.
Tommy Batson is the Pender County Emergency Management Director. Calls for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign are growing, but the Democrat says he is not going anywhere. Feds have announced bribery charges against the senator and his wife.
The senator and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of bribes in exchange for Senator Menendez using his power and influence to protect and to enrich those businessmen.
Prosecutors allege Menendez wielded his Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairmanship to help one of the businessmen, American-Egyptian Will Hanna, secure a lucrative contract in Egypt, and helped Hanna get sensitive information about the U.S. Embassy in Cairo, which was ultimately shared with the Egyptian government.
That's CBS's Scott McFarland reporting from Capitol Hill. Menendez has denied any wrongdoing. President Biden announces the new White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Vice President Harris will oversee the office. President Biden says that gun violence is the number one killer of children in the U.S.
More than car accidents, more than cancer, more than other diseases. In 2023 so far, our country's experienced more than 500 mass shootings and well over 30,000 deaths due to gun violence.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Visit their website at scotchamamas.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut baby.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
They are. This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. And what a great sponsor. And we always have Dr. Stately on Mondays. And with his insight about everywhere from COVID to the great rich history of Franklin Avenue and his family, it's always great to talk to Dr. Stately. And we really appreciate Native American Community Clinic's support all these years. Hey, we're here. It's Friday. We're here with State Senator Mary Kunish. And you know, we were at a thing last night, Haley and I, for the station, and it's so cool to hear all the great feedback from sponsors and other people that are on the shows on AM 950 specifically, and your name comes up, and it's just, we're all about, you know, getting a platform for our Native relatives like yourself. To what's going on in Turtle Island, what's going on with your life, and especially for you, just the great updates that you give us on what's happening politically here in Indian country, here in Minnesota. So I just want to let you know, it's been noted that we have a great show, and it's been noted too that Haley and I always say, and I always say that we have great guests, and that's what makes the show what it is. So welcome.
Well, aho everybody, mataki ape tiwahe. Nice to be here with all of you on this kind of overcast Friday, but that just means it's sort of a low energy day, which sometimes I really need.
Yeah, especially we're talking about your grandbabies and then how, you know, lifting them works your core, and sometimes, you know, yeah. I exercise, I'm old, I need a little nappy after that.
Well, I think if I wasn't on the radio right now with you, I'd be resting myself while the girls are resting. So
good one. Good one.
Yeah.
Hey, a lot going on. We have our session. When is the session coming up again? Is that October or?
No, the next session for Minnesota is in February. So we have, it's a 2-year cycle, let's say, where the first year starts in January, and that's generally the finance year where we work on all the finances. And then the next year is we start in February, and that is around policy. But, you know, most of the time when you have when you're creating policy, there are dollars connected to it. You need to have somebody do the work, create curriculum, whatever it is. So there's some spending also in that second year. But here in Minnesota, we've been going through a tough month with a call to the governor to have a special session around our some legislation that we tweaked. And when by we, I say the Democrats, the DFL here in Minnesota, tweaked around our school resource officers and the sort of pressure that those officers can use or cannot use when they are restraining a young person. So they can't, you know, lay them down on their stomachs and put their knee on their back or in any way put the pressure on the kids so that they can't breathe or that they can't even say, I'm in pain, that hurts, I can't breathe, whatever it is. And you know, it was a piece of legislation that the Minnesota House had passed a couple of times. And then this session, as the result of a working group with a number of school districts and special interest groups, their recommendation was to pass this legislation through in the governor's bill. And what they did is in 2019 we passed some legislation that restricted SROs, school resource officers, from using that kind of force with students who are receiving special education instruction. So it was just carved out for that kind, that group of students. Well, really, all we did was we broadened it to all of the students. I mean, you can't use that kind of force on people in prisons. It's already not outlawed against our kids who are receiving special ed education. So we said, you know, just to help with any confusion, you can't do that for any kid. I mean, you can restrain them under certain circumstances, especially if there's imminent body harm to themselves or to others.
Right.
But it's not like you can just grab a kid, throw them down and, you know, and have at it. So this gave the League of Cities consternation because they were concerned about liability. And then that started the public safety people to say, well, then maybe we shouldn't do this. And we changed another area from in a sentence from instead of or to to. And all of a sudden they're saying, this is so confusing. We don't know what we can and cannot do. So then they started pulling all of our resource officers out of the schools, which of course makes people very nervous. But, you know, not every school district in Minnesota has them.
Right.
And not every school in a school district has them as well. And so there were plenty of school districts that said, you know what, we have a good relationship with our public safety. We're keeping our SROs because I think, you know, too, if this is the right kind of person in a school, they build great relationships with the students. Kids can build confidence with them. It's a great role model. Oftentimes the SRO get a little heads up that there's going to be trouble in the school and they can try to do some de-escalation ahead of time. So, you know, that's what we've been up to for the last month. It's been extremely time consuming and actually kind of annoying because it has sucked up so much of our time. And of course, Republicans were calling for us to hold a special election, even though at least two of the Republicans in the education committees actually voted on the final bill and they knew that was in there. But we are like, nope, we're not having that special session, and we will look at the role of SROs in the schools, how we need, you know, a lot of them aren't licensed, don't have a special licensure or haven't had the training that they should. So in a way, it's got us moving and working on that. But hopefully we can find a good consensus.
Wow, Mary, that's a really good update. I don't know if you, when you were last teaching, but when I was last teaching, I think St. Paul got rid of their SROs for a while there, and they might be back now, but I've seen like really good ones over the years. And like the last one we had was super nice. He took the kids fishing. He really tried to be in community, and he was definitely the last resort. But, you know, I was doing this for 25, 30 years, and, you know, I saw some bad ones, but they were gotten rid of really as soon as principals and people saw how they were dealing with our students. So it just sounds like it's just a political mess. And and I was surprised to see Hennepin County was confused too, because, you know, I thought that sheriff was pretty, I don't want to say liberal, but at least open to what was going on. So it became a little political mess, and I'm glad you brought it up and talked about it. That's just a really interesting thing, because all of a sudden became Republicans versus Democrats. And then you bring up, well, the Republicans voted for it too. So I don't know, really. Thanks a lot for that update. And take a quick break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish and Haley. Up later in the show, Wendy with the update of our sacred animals, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us. If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence, and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Bonjour, hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions, from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers, or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul, native-owned, bringing us the best coffee that keeps us awake.
I am awake, and I love their coffee. I love Steve's blend. It's a super a dark blend, and it tastes really bitter, and so it helps with me being really a nice guy, and it balances me to be bitter, too, at the same time. So
it's really bittersweet.
That's right. Thank you, State Senator.
Hey, we're here. Sweet.
We're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and wow, thanks for that update. I just wanted to bring that up again because I feel like our SOR or SRO at the school that I taught at the last one was really he was really connected with the kids. He took them fishing. He did all these things that. That he didn't have to do, and
right.
He was chill, he was mellow, so yeah.
I have a really great story, just kind of since we're ending that topic too. So I went to Forest Lake High School. I graduated in 2016, and we had officers in our high school as well, all throughout junior high too, I believe, and we had some really great officers who did build great connections with some of our kids. And I remember it was, I think, the year after I graduated high school, our mayor at the time was trying to completely get rid of our police department in Forest Lake. And it was actually our students at Forest Lake High School did a big walkout and we protested. And that was played a role in the decision to end up keeping our police department. So
was it the whole department, Haley, or just the SROs?
It was the whole
department.
Oh, wow.
Yep. They wanted to use sheriff officers in Washington County instead.
Oh,
I do vaguely remember that now that you mentioned. Yeah. Well, yeah, there's the power of those Gen Zs, Senator.
That starts it all. That's where it all begins. And now look at you. But I mean, I know they're, you know, those if they're a good SRO, they do a really great job. Mm-hmm. And the last one that I had at the middle school I taught at, you know, he'd go to the kids' basketball games. He'd, you know, go down to the park. Kids would say, yeah, we had this big family fight over the weekend and now everybody's mad at each other. And cousins would come to school mad at each other because their parents are mad at each other. Oh. And, you know, he would like, you know, soothe the waters. And yeah, so, I mean, there's a place for everybody in school if you are there to support the students and the staff. So.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody last night, too, about it. And, you know, you, I'm sure, have mentored teachers over the years, too. But I would tell first-year teachers, if this year is about you, you're going to have a terrible year. If it's about the kids, you'll have a great year. So it's up to you if you're going to have a good or bad year.
Yeah.
And we know that if you're student, I don't want to say student-friendly, but if you're definitely there for the students, like a lot of our SROs were in my career, you're going to have a good year and you're going to have less problems. I've seen situations de-escalate because of relationships that possibly wouldn't have happened where there's conflict in school. So relationships, like we talk about all the time here in Native Roots Radio, are so important everywhere, but definitely in the school setting.
Yeah.
I got two yes right on. So what else do we want to talk about here? We got a lot of things going on here. You're going to go to a powwow tomorrow, and I think that's...
Yeah.
Oh, you know what, State Senator, before we get any further, I forgot to mention this in the first segment, but we got to wish our Lieutenant Governor a happy birthday today.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I saw that. Happy birthday, Lieutenant Peggy Flanagan.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Peggy.
Right on. And we just got to give her a big shout out for sending those biweekly reports from the Lieutenant Governor's office. It's really well appreciative. And of course, like you, State Senator, you give us credibility. So
yeah.
We appreciate you and her.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, we got a powwow coming up here this Saturday. Maybe we can just talk a little bit about that. And I always think it's fun to remind, because I've been running into a lot of listeners over the last few years, different listeners that come to our events, because we do talk about things like powwows, that there's etiquette and it's open to everyone and come join us. And that's been an exciting part of this job. But let's talk a little bit about the powwow coming up here, the Powwow of Hope. And it's about cancer survivors. It celebrates the cancer survivors. Mm-hmm. And State Senator, you may be speaking tomorrow, so that'll be awesome. And it's a powwow, and it's indoors, so if it's in climate, it's a really a nice setting that I'm glad that it's back after, I think, a couple years of being gone.
Yeah, this is probably one of my very most favorite powwows. First of all, it's kind of small and intimate, and it's a powwow fundraiser for a really important issue like the American Indian Cancer Foundation. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't think any of us don't have somebody close or know somebody that has passed away from cancer. My eldest sister, who was honestly like my, she was in a lot of ways more of a mother to me than my own mother was, passed away from brain cancer very quickly. I mean, just very quickly. And it rocked my whole family to our core, because she was such a kind person and a gentle person. She was the kind of person you could go to and like literally spill your guts. And it's not like she was trying to boss you around or tell you what to do, but she would help you kind of sort things out. I had some trauma when I was in high school, and she got me through it and never told anybody. I mean, it was our secret for decades and decades and decades. And she actually like took it to her grave.
Wow.
That was the kind of person that she was. And so when we look at how we can support not only our cancer patients and the people that are living with cancer, but their families and their community that miss them. And this one is, again, for the American Cancer Society. It starts at 1 p.m. tomorrow, and it's at the base camp facility, kind of over by the airport by Fort Snelling.
Mm-hmm.
So the grand entry's at 1, and it goes until there's a feast at 6:30. So stay for dinner. And there's a silent auction. They have a rock climbing wall for folks. There'll be opportunities to play lacrosse, lots of healthy vendors there to talk about how to, take care of yourself and your family. And so, it's just going to be a really, really nice day.
You know, in years past too, we did a live broadcast there too. And I got to meet, I think that's one of the first times I met the governor. And I think it was before he was governor. I think Peggy were there running, and Peggy will probably show up too. She does. Mm-hmm. And it's just we talk about community, and it's just important, and everyone's invited to powwows. It's just, there's a few rules that we like to talk about. Don't take pictures of people without asking. And I was at the Mankato powwow, and it was fun because I saw some people ask, it looked like a brother and sister, if they could take their picture. And they were like really kind of happy that they asked. And, not only happy they asked, but, kind of proud that they asked.
Yeah. There is protocol, but I think the best thing is to come, be respectful, and then, find the people who are maybe in charge or who look like they're in charge, and just ask the question, because I think nobody is ever going to get mad for asking a really good question.
And to State Senator, when we talk about vendors, as Native Roots Trading Post is at a lot of these kind of things. If they're selling it there, that means you can wear it no matter who you are.
Yep.
So if they're earrings, support the artist, t-shirts, art, definitely come and support those vendors, because you know, it's legitimate, real native art.
Yeah, that's a really good point to make. I think folks are always worried about, like, culturally appropriating. If I wear these earrings, or if I wear a shirt, or, you know, if I...
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. United Auto Workers expand their strike against GM and Stellantis, but spare Ford this time because it has met some of the union's demands. On the picket line in Colorado...
Time for us to be treated fairly. We have been far too long with the tier system where everybody's doing the same job, but yet people make different wage amounts. It's high time we all make the same amount of money for doing the same amount of work.
Tropical storm Ophelia heads toward North Carolina. Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Bruin.
From the Carolinas all the way up through Long Island, we're going to have huge waves at the beaches, coastal flooding, storm surge, and the risk for flash flooding.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey says he won't resign after being accused of using his foreign affairs influence to help Egypt in return for bribes. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The evidence here is that Senator Menendez enriched himself, made decisions not for the public good, but for the private good, meaning his bank account.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out
with
how you can make stars
until
part
midnight,
of your
more at nightingalempls.com.
Hey, it's Tom. Since 2009, All Energy Solar has been providing solar energy solutions to customers. With fully licensed electricians and installers, you can be sure that your solar installation will go smoothly. The team at All Energy Solar understands that every customer is unique. They'll take the time to survey and understand your property to find a solar solution that works for you. One of the biggest advantages of going solar is the opportunity to take advantage of the many solar incentives available. But it can often be confusing to know what you're qualified for. All Energy Solar professionals will help you find out what savings you can apply for and even help with your applications. This is especially important since many rebate programs have limited capacity and are first come, first serve. So it's important to have a professional on your side who will make sure you get every eligible rebate. Get a free no obligation assessment from All Energy Solar's commercial solar specialists by calling 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Showers and storms possible tonight with a low of 65. More rain and storms expected on Saturday with a high of 76. Scotch Mama's Hot Barbecue offers the huge taste of selections like baby back ribs and pulled pork sandwiches out of a little place. Scotch Mama's is located off of West Diamond Lake Road in South Minneapolis. Visit their website at scotchamamas.com.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I am your host, Robert Pilot, and I'm here with Haley Cherry, and also State Senator Mary Kunish, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio's Friday edition with State Senator.
Yes, this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, State Senator, we were kind of ending, in that last segment went really quick, and we were kind of ending talking about statistics in Native Americans and with cancer, and I know it's insane. And you talked about your oldest sister, which, you know, how many times have we heard where people have been diagnosed and they leave us so quick?
I know. It's really hard. Mm. You know, you don't have the time or the opportunity to say all the things that you wanted to see, because by the time she was diagnosed, she was already, incapacitated at some level. And it's really tough. And, you know, I think as we look to the future for our for Indian country, we have to make sure that we're creating really healthy communities going forward. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if you watched the Res Dog episode before this week's one with the elder, when they busted him out of the institution, and they're talking about elders and how important elders are to the community. Mm-hmm. And so we want people to live longer and healthier, but we also want to keep our elders around so they can pass down the wisdom and their experience and, you know, the generational support that we all depend on. So.
Yeah. That last Res Dogs too. And I know a lot of you haven't watched the Reservation Dogs, and its last show, I think, is next week. So I think they had 10 episodes this year.
I don't want it to end.
Well, what's interesting too, and I don't want to confuse the conversation here, but it sounds like that they're getting close to ending the writers' strike and actors' strike here. And that would be awesome, because we'd love to get Bobby Wilson and Dallas Goldtooth on again and talk about the series. And it's hard for them to talk about it and promote something, especially when they're on strike. So we haven't had those guys on. But the last show was really interesting too. It's an emotional show, and Ethan Hawke was on there, which was amazing. He played one of the characters' father that she never knew. And I was crying during that one, because I've had similar experiences with my Hinu and Weeha. And so it's a thing that's needed, and hopefully what we're gonna have is some spinoffs from the show. And also I know Sterling Harjo has produced that Basketball Diaries, I believe it's called, the mm-hmm. basketball thing. And so that's going to be on Netflix very soon too. So there's still more to come from those guys, but I'm going to miss these characters.
Oh, 100%. And characters they are. I mean, oh my gosh. And you can almost see, you know, somebody, you know, that's just like that. You know, it's, if it's your own auntie or uncle or, you know, somebody else in the community, you're like, oh my God, they nailed it there. So, yeah, I always hate it when these really good series come to an end. And, I've been watching, what's the other one?
Dark Winds.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so crazy that that actor plays totally different. He's a police officer in both of these shows, but totally different person. I mean, 150% opposites, you know, and he plays them both so incredibly well. That guy needs some kind of unique special award.
Well, State Senator Mary Kunis, do you remember Rihanna Yazzie of New Native Theater?
Yeah.
She wrote the first show to that episode.
Oh.
Or the first episode of that show. How did I say that backwards?
But it's based on...
on a book. The first year was based on that book, and I think they've kind of gone a little further from the Dark Winds book, because I think they did the whole season, or the whole book in the first season is what I heard, and then it's just kind of spun off. And then they also got renewed for a third season.
Yeah. Have you, so it was based on one of the Tony Hillerman books.
Right.
Have you read any of his books?
No, but I know you have because you're a reader.
Yes. Yes. They are really good. The main character is a character, Jim Chi. Yeah. And he's the, you know, it sort of reminds me of the Native American Longmire. Did you ever watch Longmire series?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that would be another really good one to watch. But that takes place, I think, in Montana. And it's a white sheriff. But he has to work with the tribal members. Anyways, so, yeah, the book, the author, Tony Hillerman, does these really great police mystery kind of things. And I think it's... I think they did a really good job of incorporating some of those, the book and the characters in there. So I would like to see that one continue as well.
Hey, we should get some sort of party or screening for the movie coming up with
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yes, thank you.
That's coming yes. up
20th. So we should rent out a movie theater and
yeah,
have some sort of party here in the next, figure that out in the next month, because the more I read about that, and I'm rereading the book, which is insane, and reading the interviews, and then also hearing at cons that they had almost a 45-minute standing ovation after the movie was shown for the first time.
Wow.
I'm excited, and I'm really excited, too, because I read an article about... interviewing what's his name, the help me out here, Haley, who's the main actor, Leonardo DiCaprio. And you can sense this, and I'm sure you read the book too, that came out in 2018 with the same title, is that it became more FBI centered in the book about how they were going to crack this case. And when they were doing a read through, Leonardo told Martin Scorsese that this should be about the Indians and not the FBI. And so it really flipped and changed. So that's exciting to hear that, but also exciting to hear that our story would be told by Native actors as opposed to, you know, dancing with Kevin Costner or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this one coming out as well. It was just a riveting book.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't put it down.
True story.
I know. 100% true story. And, you know, that happened, you know, with that community, but you want to start to look around and see where else did that happen, where there was a very intentional infiltration and then annihilation, of, Native folks that should have been receiving the royalties or the revenue from mineral rights or land rights or water rights or whatever it is. And through the conniving of, you know, the non-natives, they lost everything and probably ended up losing their lives as well. So,
right. Well, and the interesting scenario too is that you know, it was a big cover up. Happened in 1921. The FBI came in 25, and they were a brand new agency. And it just went deep, and people were being poisoned, murdered. And what I thought was interesting is one of the interviews that they had after Kahn's was that when they were shooting this, Mary, George Floyd happened. When they were shooting this, it came out about Black Wall Street, all these historical things that nobody was taught in school or very few people knew about were exploding at this time in history and during their shooting of this movie.
Yeah, it was, I mean, there's a real, I hate to say awakening because then people will, connect that to being woke. There's been a great awakening around the misjustice, especially around economics, around housing, mm-hmm. around medical care, to non-white communities, you know, in this great nation of the United States. And mm-hmm. we have to, you know, continue to work on that and talk about it and educate people and then make the really good positive changes that we need to.
Well, we were a nation or nations of 45 to 100 million people that were annihilated off this this land. And we had our own economics. We had our own, chiefs and, different people that worked in different ways in their tribes. We had it going on here, but we didn't expect people to come like they did, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people running over the land. And so we're resilient. We're still here, and we're the last, I want to say race, but we're the last peoples to really not be colonized. And, we can talk about the Irish, and which I'm part of, and talk about other races that were feeling about Mother Earth and Father Sky the same we were. They've just been colonized longer, and we're still fighting it here as Native Americans.
Yeah. It's, we're not done yet. We're not done fighting. We're not done insisting that we get back what we're due, but also to ensure that, you know, when it comes to taking care of Winchimaka, the Mother Earth, that we're making sure that we're doing it in the best way possible. And a lot of that is getting back to the ways of our ancestors. And for a lot of people, they don't see that as progress, but I think we can do it.
Yeah. And with your help and the help that you've been given, and a lot of our allies and friends in our communities have been really pulling for us, the next seven generations is who we're thinking of. So again, hey, thanks so much, State Senator. It's always a pleasure to have a conversation with you, and it's always fun and stimulating. Up next, we got Wendy with our sacred animal section. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm Woke. Oh.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Bonjour. Hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
Fall is here and it's the season of changes. But you know what doesn't change? The fun and excitement at the National Eagle Center in Wabasha. Pack up the family for a perfect day trip and take a drive to Wabasha to join the celebration during their Soar Fall Flight Festival happening September 23rd and 24th. They're highlighting fall migration along the Mississippi River Flyway and celebrating Native American cultures and their connections to eagles. You'll meet the live eagle ambassadors, catch an exciting program in the beautiful Riverfront Amphitheater, and enjoy a front row seat to fall migration. You can explore Native and Indigenous cultures by visiting the exhibitor booths from Effigy Mounds National Monument, Indigenous artist Inkpa Manny, and Native American craftsman Dick Mindykowski. Plus, meet live birds from the Midwest Peregrine Society. Register for an unforgettable eagle viewing trip or behind-the-scenes experience and enjoy seasonal arts and crafts for all ages. It's a fall party with the eagles, and you're invited. Get all the details online at nationaleaglecenter.org/soar and schedule your eagle fun today.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. How? Hey, next up, we got Wendy Pilot with Sacred Animals Fun Fact Friday. Go ahead, take it away, Wendy.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega, Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues on the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. Today's Friday, so it's always Fun Fact Friday. We have some good information I would like to share with everybody. And you might not want to hear this, but now that it's getting colder, you're going to see an influx of spiders in your house. I know, it's gross, right? A lot of these fellers are wolf spiders. Yeah, wolf spider. Before mindlessly killing these babies, please consider letting them be, or at the very least, capturing them and releasing them elsewhere. And this is why you should do that. Wolf spiders are ground hunters. So while they are fast and have fabulous eyesight, they usually stay hidden from your view and don't spin any webs. They eat all bugs considered pests like crickets, other spiders, mealworms, centipedes, ants, flies, etc. They are very curious, but very gentle, and they make great pets, if you're into that kind of thing, because they rarely bite unless they're extremely scared or hurt. There's scientific research on how their ground silk is helping to slow down global warming. So they are beneficial for not just your own home, but the entire ecosystem. So I know that it's creepy and crawly, and it's really scary to have spiders in your house. Robert and I have spiders in our house. We have a couple of spiders that are on the staircase up in the corner. So they just live there. They're not wolf spiders. They're different spiders. But they just live there. I don't, you know, sweep them or vacuum them up. I just leave them, and they catch other bugs. So, and if there are not other bugs in your house, they're going to leave. They're going to move on, right? They're going to go somewhere else where they can get the centipedes and all the other stuff that you don't like. Do you want to see more fireflies? I remember when I was a kid, they were always fireflies. We used to call them lightning bugs. But we used to love these things. We just run around in the backyard, and there was like thousands of them. I hardly see any anymore, and it's sad. But this is what you have to do. If you want to see more fireflies, you have to leave the leaves. So firefly larvae spend the first 2 years of their lives underground and in fallen leaves. And even if you don't want to have leaves all over your yard, you could have a wild area, just a little wild area. So if you must tidy up your leaves, just rake them gently into your wild area. And this is where even bumblebees and other bees hibernate under these leaves. So do that, and we could see more fireflies. Hey, Halloween's coming up. Don't throw away your pumpkins. Find woods near you and smash them open for the wildlife to eat. Pumpkin is safe for wildlife, and I did not know this, the seeds are a natural dewormer. And you're recycling, right? So it's a win-win. Love that. I usually take our pumpkins. Well, I leave pumpkins out on the front stoop and somebody always gets them. It's usually the squirrels that are chewing them up, but I just leave them out there. But yeah, crack them open and let the wildlife eat it. Eat them. Hey, there are reasons to adopt two kittens instead of just one. You'll have fewer behavioral issues with two kittens. Bringing home two kittens can relax. You can relax knowing that they have a 24/7 play partner. They'll never be lonely, and having a pal with help your kitten settle into their new home. And the best part is you will be saving two lives instead of one. And we have done that in the past. Robert and I have went to adoption centers. And Robert wanted this white cat, and I said, okay, that's great, but we have to get this other cat, Princess. Well, she wasn't Princess at the time. I don't even know. Oh, yeah, it was her name. She came with that name, Princess. And she was there the longest, and she stayed in the back of the cage with her face in the back, and she wouldn't look at anybody. So no one was going to take her. She was there the longest, and I just said, you know what? Let's take this beautiful white cat that's very friendly, very outgoing, and everybody loves. And let's also take this cat that's never going to get adopted. And we did. They ended up being best buddies. And they were both of the two best cats we've ever had, honestly. And then later on, I think a year later, I went back to the same spot and I saw Lucy and I picked her up. So bumblebees. Let's talk about bumblebees for a second here. Bumblebee queens spend their winter just below ground under leaf litter, right? We were just talking about this. In the spring, they'll emerge and dig a burrow to make a new home and lay their eggs. Protect bumblebees by leaving leaf litter and debris in place until the late spring. Now, depending on how your spring pops up and the temperatures change, we always do a no-mow May. So we don't do any cleaning or raking or sweeping, any of anything, until June 1st. And that really gives all our insects and pollinators a chance to live, right? So just some friendly reminders to do that. And just another reminder, I talked about this not too long ago, but birds are migrating right now. Songbirds are migrating right now. So they generally migrate from September 6th through October 6th. And what happens is all the light pollution really gets them confused and they don't know where to go. So 2/3 of all songbirds migrate at night, and light pollution can cause them to become confused. So Tracy Avery encourages everyone to turn off all unnecessary lights. If this is not an option, use warm white or yellow colored light bulbs. Shield your light bulbs to direct light down, and install motion sensors. If working indoors, it might and close the drapes. too. So we need to help our songbirds. They have till October 6th or so. They're still migrating out there. So you want to shut those lights off, and it'll save electricity too. And you're
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.